Certainly one of our favorite nonprofit organizations in Sonoma County is Canine Companions for Independence. They're having a graduation this afternoon. And in the studio with us this morning is the Northwest Region Training Manager for Canine Companions, Christina Gelkin. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning. Thanks for having
me. Nice to have you here today. I know you're going to have a busy day ahead of you. Now, what does the training manager do for Canine Companions?
Yeah, so I'm an instructor, so I train assistance dogs. I am also responsible for teaching the students how to work with their new partners, and then I train our up-and-coming trainers.
Oh boy.
It takes a lot of years to learn how to train assistance dogs.
Okay, now tell the truth. Which ones are the most difficult to train? I'll bet it's not the dogs.
It's always the people.
Yeah. Yep, every puppy training class I've ever taken, it's really about training me, not training the pup.
Yes, so our instructors have to be very skilled at teaching people.
Okay, so there are the instructors, right?
Yes.
That help people who are the puppy trainers.
Yes.
And these are folks that get the puppies at a very young age, and they make quite a commitment to them.
They do. Our volunteer puppy raisers have them for about a year and a half.
Wow.
And they're responsible for teaching all the basic obedience, housebreaking, socializing.
Yeah,
it's a big commitment, but we could not do our work without them.
Yeah, I would think that would be a very integral part of this whole thing.
Absolutely.
Okay, so they train the puppies. Now, tell us what kinds of dogs you're working with. Are they always the same, or do you add breeds at any time?
We have found that the Labs, Goldens, and Crosses of the two are the most successful, so those are the breeds that we work with.
Yeah, they're the sweetest too,
yes.
Aren't they? Yeah, yeah, easiest to get along with.
Yeah, they're easy to train, easy to live with. And they work for anyone, and they like food a whole lot, which helps us out too.
Yeah. Anytime you're trying to train a pup, if they're food driven, then you're a happy person too. So okay, so the folks who are trained, the puppy trainers, have those dogs for a year and a half. And then what happens?
They turn them back into our regional centers where our professional trainers have them for another 6 to 9 months.
Wow.
That's where they learn their advanced skills. So picking things up off the ground.
These are the skills that will then be, put into place and put into action when they hook up with the people that they're there to help.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. So they're learning that. And then the culmination of those two time periods of training is an occasion like this afternoon.
Exactly. Our big graduation is coming up. It's all the culmination of all of the hard work. Our students have been with us for the past 2 weeks, and now they're getting ready to go out into the world on their own. They've been learning how to work with their new partner. So that's happening today at the Luther Burbank Center.
And if you've never been to a Canine Companion graduation, honey, go. And also bring about 8 boxes of Kleenex with you, because really it's one of the most moving experiences you can witness.
Yes, absolutely. Bring tissues, fair warning.
Yeah, so talk to us about that time period when the pups are turned over to the folks that they're going to help out and really are going to become their new best friends. Tell us about the reaction of the people accepting the dogs, and tell us about the reaction of the people who've spent so much time training them.
Yeah, it's really an emotional event all around. The people who are receiving the dogs are hopefully getting some independence back. They're no longer having to ask for help, and that can be really emotional for people, realizing that they can just have their dog pick up their phone off the ground.
Yeah.
They don't have to go get someone to help them anymore. And then the puppy raisers today are going to get to meet with their new graduates who are receiving the dog, and that's also really emotional.
So
it makes it all worth it.
Okay, I'm about on the verge of tears right now talking about it. And I would think if you were a puppy trainer and you've had one of those dogs for a year and a half, I would think the point at which you see the pup being handed off to its new owner would be one of the reasons to go back and puppy train again.
Absolutely. People say they come for the dogs, but they stay for the people.
Yeah.
That's how our puppy raisers are able to give them up, as they see what a difference they make.
Yeah, because, there are a lot of schmaltzes like me who would, kind of love to get involved in this, but don't know if we could part with the animal. But I guess when you see the result of that union with between the pup and their new best friends. I guess that's the why of it.
Absolutely. We always encourage people to come to graduation because you can really see our mission for friends, see what a difference the dogs make.
Well, something's working because Canine Companions has been in operation since 1975. So something is clearly working.
Yes.
What time is the graduation and where is it this afternoon?
It is at 1:45 at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. It's free and open to the public, so we encourage everybody to come.
Yeah, I would encourage you to go too if you're able to this afternoon. And it's a memory, it's an experience, it's an afternoon you won't soon forget. Well, congratulations on your good works in Sonoma County. We appreciate Canine Companions for Independence.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. Christina Gelkin, the I want to get this right, Northwest Region Training Manager for Canine Companions. Thanks, Christina.
Yes, thanks for having me.